Well, good morning. WHTC News Time is now 8:37. It's time for the segment called A to Z with Zeeland Public Schools. It's a conversation we have every single Thursday with the school district to the east of us in Zeeland. And joining us this morning is the orchestra director at Zeeland Public Schools, Marie Tenelshoff. And yes, I did practice that. That's the one thing, Marie, when I took this job a few months ago is learning all these names can be a mouthful. I hope I did pronounce your name correctly.
That was correct.
All right. Fantastic. That's what I usually care about. But we're talking about an interesting show called the Jukebox Jingles. Tell me about this.
Jukebox Jingles is our fourth annual event now. This is our fourth year. The students learn songs in small ensembles. We set up rooms that look like cafes, and at the entrance of each cafe, there's a jukebox with a live person who collects money, and the people who come can pay to hear the songs that the students have learned. It's much like a jukebox in a restaurant where if you want a song that you want to hear, you put money into the jukebox and the jukebox plays, but sometimes you can hear songs that other people purchase. So
right. It's
we sell a light dinner and we have desserts and the kids learn, there's probably like 48 different tunes that the kids have learned throughout the whole orchestra. Each ensemble learns three songs,
mm-hmm. And
then we have anywhere between three or two ensembles in a room, depending on the space that we have available. So there's 6 to 9 songs that the parents can choose from in a 45-minute set.
Marie, that's a really interesting way to do a show because normally, you know, whether you're in elementary school all the way to high school or even in college, you come to a theater or some type of stage setting and you hear the music that's laid out. But in this way, the parents choose from a list of songs. That's really kind of clever.
Yeah, it's I actually got the idea from, believe it or not, the Chicago Chamber Ensemble, who
really does
classical music as a fundraiser in a jukebox format. And I thought, you know, I could use that in Zeeland. It's kind of a unique thing. And the students choose the pieces they want to work on.
Wow.
And then they rehearse it on their own. I walk around and I give suggestions and help them out where they need it. But it's kind of there. They own this and have a lot of fun with selections that they have chosen.
So that diner analogy is perfect. The students as the owners select what they want to put in the jukebox, and the visitors to the diner, the parents, select the songs. That's really cool.
Yep.
So this, like we spoke off the air, this is the fourth year that you have been doing this at Zeeland Schools. How's the response been to this?
Every year the response gets bigger and bigger, and we've moved it to the Howard Miller Community Center this year and expect that it might be bigger yet because more of the community will have seen our posters, and hopefully we have more community people coming in. We earned over $1,800 last year with this fundraiser, and we expect that it'll be bigger this year.
Oh, fantastic. Once again, we're speaking with Marie Tenelshoff this morning, who's the orchestra director at Zeeland Public Schools. Now, you said this is a kid-controlled, for the most part, event where they pick the songs that they want to work on. How do the kids like doing this?
The kids have a lot of fun with it, and this year our theme is Hollywood's Walk of Fame. So the music that they've chosen is connected with a star on the walk someplace. So we'll have red carpet, and the kids will be dressed up like characters that are represented by the music that they play or part of the movie that's represented by the music that they play, and they get really excited about choosing their own songs and figuring out, okay, now is this really connected, and how is it connected? And like John Williams, who writes a lot of orchestra and theater music and movie music, does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but the kids want to play his music, so then they needed to choose a movie whose actor was on the Walk of Fame, and then they could play their John Williams. So it's not a direct connection every time,
but it
has a connection. And then our DJs, we have a DJ for each room, they'll have this trivia, and that's how they introduce the song before it's played.
Well, this is a really unique and interesting way to do, essentially, when you break it down, a music show, but in absolutely a creative way. Marie, remind us again what day and time this event will be taking place.
The Jukebox Jingles 2014 Hollywood Walk of Fame is tomorrow, Friday, March 21, at the Howard Miller Community Center. The doors open at 6:15, music starts at 6:30, and it will run until 8:30. And there's Sloppy Joe's and chips and cheese and hot dogs and chili dogs combination, along with ice cream treats that can be purchased by our guests.
And if they want to find out more information, should they call the school, or is there somewhere else they can go?
They can call the school, but it would probably be better if they would call my number, which is 748-3246.
All right, fantastic. Once again, we're speaking with the orchestra director at Zeeland Public Schools, Marie Tenelshoff, this morning. And Marie, again, like I said, I sincerely think this is really creative with the jukebox jingles event that you guys have with the students singing their songs in this fashion. Thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, Marie, thank you so much. And that, of course, is Jukebox Jingles taking place tomorrow at 8:30.